W4MUK, W4DJW, still there, Wayne?
Still here.
Had to figure out how to navigate their app to replace something that they didn't have any of. That's the first time I ran into that. Took me a while to figure it out.
Sitting here moving stuff around and trying to play Facebook and then play two HF radios at one time, and I come around, I was running a wire around through there, and I turned around to catch the mic on this radio when you called, and I headbutted the doggone howl right in the head. Oh, man. I guess it's just that early morning. I ain't had my coffee yet. Kick me up. Get me up.
You have not had your coffee yet? It's kind of late in the morning to have coffee in it.
Just started on my coffee here in the last few minutes. I had to work in North Georgia mountains yesterday, and all that snow, driving that tanker all day. Wasn't a dang soul on the road, hardly. Nobody was running on everything, and I was having to drive in it. And then I had to drive on a lot of my narrow dirt roads, going to a lot of my locations, too. So it was just like, it was catastrophic, daggum it. But I had fun doing it. Didn't get too loose.
Well, that'll wear you out, even for just a little distance, much less all day long. You probably slept well last night.
Once I got myself situated where I took care of everything and here, and I was just like, well, I'll stay on radio for a little bit, and then me and a couple of guys talked for maybe an hour, hour and a half, and I fell asleep, and I think I was like number whatever on the list in the group, and I heard that, you know, and these conversations out of each person was going on for about 15 to 20 minutes, and it's kind of funny, because in that 15, 20 minutes, I was number four, number five, and just got through talking. I fell asleep and woke up to number three, finishing up, and they said, all right, Wayne, come on in here and give us your comment. And I'm thinking, what in the heck were they talking about?
Sounds like AM stations that have to do all the switching of all the knobs between transmit and receive. So that once they get them all switched, they stay on the air for a while. They don't just, it's not like keying up a mic and talking and letting go of the key. But anyway, so how well did you improvise, or do you know?
Well, it's like this. The subject was Pelosi, Trump, and among other things, some of the Democratic bullcrap that I won't bring up on here because I don't know who's listening, but I caught like the last 15, 20 seconds of the guy's comment, and then they called me up to the post to talk, and I lit them up. And then everybody's like, you know, we're preaching at a church service, you know. And I said, okay, guys, y'all have a good night or a good morning. I'm going to go to bed. Oh, may I improvise really well.
Well, that is one way to get around it. Instigate a bunch of ruckus and then duck out. There's people on Facebook do that. If you sit back and watch, they'll, I got friends on both sides, and they are saying the exact same thing in the opposite direction. And they all come up with arguments for why their case is true. It's unreal. Anyway, that can be a delicate conversation. That's one of two topics you just don't bring up on the radio, unless you want something like that, right? And you wouldn't do that on a repeater, but I can see how you could do that on HF, especially as you get lower and lower in the bands. W4DJW.
KG4MUK. Yeah, most definitely. I meant to tell you something. I hope we got long enough to talk about this conversation. I had a friend bring by my house two of those little, we'll call them Raspberry Pi boxes, the little DMRs or DNRs or DNAs or whatever they are, but anyway, had two of them on a battery pack and had a radio and then had his phone. And he was showing me how you got your little program or whatever you use, you go through your iPhone, whatever. And he's two little itty bitty nothing boxes, no bigger than a pack of matchbox. And, you know, shows everything that's going on. And then you pick a place or whatever, and communication on it was pretty doggone awesome. It's the first time, the other day was the first time I actually got to witness and experience and know a little bit more about what you'd been talking about in the past, you know, when you'd told me about it before.
Yeah, I think those are digital mobile radio hotspots, DMR hotspots. So you have to have a DMR radio that's compatible with whatever protocol you decide to put on the hotspot, and it connects you into that network. It's like having, it's like using your phone to go directly into Echo Link and then picking a node anywhere or a conference server anywhere in the world that you want to talk to a bunch of other people. They do have it fragmented a little bit differently. It's fragmented into talk groups, so you can create talk groups and people can add it, and you have control over who. So you have a little bit more control that way, and it can use the RF to get into a repeater that's nearby, if there's a digital repeater nearby, to track your handy talkie if you choose to let it do so. So if you do a lot of traveling, it wouldn't matter what town you were in. You could always check in on the talk group, and the repeaters out there would be able to find you. It is kind of cool. It's cool stuff. But I am pulling in the driveway, and I do have hot breakfast in the car, so I can't sit out long. But anyway, that's what that's about. It's pretty neat stuff. I'm looking for Mike Wood.
Yeah, I thought they were really neat. And oh, by the way, I meant to tell you that I talked to Rob the day before yesterday. His wife's mom passed away peacefully in her sleep. He said that he's got one more class to accomplish, and, well, one more test he's going to do, and I think it takes place in about a month and a half. And he said once that's all said and done and over with, he'll be back on the air and by then. But he told me to tell you hello, by the way.
Sorry about that. If you talk to him again, tell him I said sorry for his loss. But it's good that she passed away peacefully. It's not... It could have been a lot worse. Anyway, I'm backing into the driveway. Wayne, good talking to you. I'll catch you later. Once I go up under the aluminum garage door, I won't be able to key up the antenna. It's just too close to it. KG4MUK, W4DJW.
All right. Glad you made it home there, Dave. Have a good day. Talk to you later. This is Kilo Golf 4, Mike Uniform Kilo.
WKN4RJN, are you still on? W4DJW, KN4RJN.